Okay, and we're back with another thing. And now we can get really juicy.
for my
5 subscribers.
I'm one of them. So I'm doing myself a service, apparently.
Well, you know, it's funny because I mentioned the porn thing earlier. And yeah. Somebody else on my thread commented that the porn industry kind of kills it, which is funny because I've got a funny story there. And I'm not going to say his name, but there was this guy. I was 34, and he was 24. So I was 10 years older than him. And at the time, I thought that was such a big deal. I thought that I was like Mrs. Robinson, and he was very cute. I worked with him, and he was like the first time I ever saw him. I referred to him as an actor/model. Like all one word. And so he was, you know, he was very cute and everything. And so he was kind of flirty, but he was married at the time. And so we would come into work and we would see each other. And it was awesome because this young guy was flirting with me and I just felt like I was all that. But I was happy that he was married because I didn't really have to deal with him. I just got to go to work and enjoy the flirtation. And then the next thing I know, we had exchanged numbers because what I was doing at the time was called fragrance modeling. So I worked at a department store, but I worked for the fragrance company. And then like for the summer and for certain times of the year, we wouldn't work. But we all would exchange numbers with each other because if we found ourselves out of work, we would call and say, hey, do you know somebody, blah blah blah. So this guy and I had exchanged numbers, and he called me one night and he told me that he and his wife broke up and that he wanted to go out. Or actually he told me he wanted to kick it in the corner.
Oh my God. And you allowed him to call you again?
First, this is a whole story. First, I was like, ugh. So I told him, you know what? I'm really, really busy. Could you call me back in 2 weeks? And I swear to God, like 2 weeks to the second, the phone rings and he's checking in. So I thought to myself, well, you know what? He's cute. And he looks like he's all earthy and everything. And he's probably decent in bed. Why the hell not? I'm this old woman now. Ha ha. So I'm going to have sex with a young guy. So anyway, and you know, we had known each other for probably over a year at work. So He came over and he had informed me that he was large, right? Which I believed him because I could just kind of tell that he was telling the truth. So
this is insane.
It is insane.
So
he disrobes. And I swear to God, it was like every orifice in my body vacuum sealed shut because it was the biggest thing I'd ever seen. And he like practically presented it to me on a purple royal pillow. Like, behold my large penis. And I was like, ah, oh my God, it was so big. And I know that I was making a point on something and I'm losing it with this story. But anyway, I know what it was. So, okay, first of all, he was too big. It was just too freaking big. But I found out later that I was the second person he had ever been with and that he had pretty much learned everything through porn. And it was like, he was so terrible. He was just terrible. So aside from not knowing what he was doing, you know, I mean, or I should say aside from like having a third leg, it was, he didn't even know what he was doing.
And was he saying gross porny stuff?
Yes. He told me he was from Chile. I mean, he was an American and he didn't have an accent or anything, but he was from Chile and he wanted me to call him Poppy. I was just like, no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And it just, you know, I actually tried it 3 separate occasions because like the first time I was just like, oh my God. Then the second time I was bored. I just thought, oh, well, I guess he called me because I certainly didn't call him. Then there was a third time and he came over and you know, he was going out with someone at the time who was rather famous or the daughter of somebody famous. And and he was telling, and I'm not going to disclose, but
damn,
he said to me, he's like, well, do you want to do it up the butt? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, how about this? Do you want to bring in another woman? And I'm like, no. And like, he kept asking me all these things and I'm like such Debbie Downer. It's like, no, no, no. And then finally we did it a third time and it was just awful. He also shaved his chest hair. So he was all stubbly. And, and the last time we did it, he was freaking rude. It was just gross. I'm not even going to go into the details, but it was really gross and it was rude. And then that was it. He left and I was done. And I don't remember if I heard from him ever again, but if I did, I obviously didn't have sex with him again. But I mean, that's like the porn thing. Don't look at porn and think, oh, that's what I need to do.
Right.
I mean, I would advise any man who thinks they need to look at porn to learn how to have sex, then watch lesbian porn.
There you go.
You know, because they're doing it. They know what they're doing.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with porn. But that's not how we really do it.
Right.
And so you're right. Send an email to Zach or Bob to ask how to do something correctly. Or like we were saying in the last, you know, in the other segment, ask your partner. How does this, let's try it out. I mean, I didn't get good at driving a car without practicing driving my car.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I'm saying? You figure it out, talk, communicate.
Yeah.
And then watch a little porn if you so desire on the side.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's what I would say.
I mean, I had a friend who, you know, went to tantric classes and enjoyed that. And so, I mean, there's all different, you know, here's a little tidbit. I'm doing this new workout. It's not a new workout. It's new for me, but it's called Kalanetics, and that's Kallanetics. Kalanetics. And, this is a, you can look it up online. You can look at it's, I think her name is Kaylin Pinkney. Figured out how to do this new kind of exercising because I guess she hurt her back and all this stuff. So it's a lot of stretching and these little tiny, tiny pumps. So you just do these teeny, teeny, tiny, tiny pump moves and it builds up your muscles. You don't lose weight from it, but it's supposedly, you know, kind of like you lose inches. But also one of the benefits, she said, is it helps your libido. And I have to say that I think it really does because I notice when I finish doing it, I feel tingly in that area.
Nice.
So for anyone out there who is also looking for, you know, different ways to get things going and the juices flowing, you know, obviously exercise and eating right and all of that helps. I mean, it's always going to help. But I think the most important thing is that, you know, you gotta find ways to keep it exciting. You gotta, you know, and that doesn't always mean a different position. It just means, you know, having fun and having fun with each other, because I've kind of always gone by this way. It's like, if you're going to do it all by yourself, you don't say, oh, well, I'm just going to be crazy tonight. And you know, I'm going to stand on my head and do it. No, you pretty much stay in the same position and you do it the same way to have your orgasm when you're doing it all by yourself. So what that tells me is positions don't matter. That's not what makes it fun. What makes it fun is the kind of like the idea of play, the idea of intimacy or, you know, wanting to be there and wanting to give the pleasure to the other person as well as getting your own pleasure. I think those are the most important things. And it's not always just about, oh, let's do it doggy style because we did it, you know, missionary last night. It's like, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't do different positions, but I'm just saying that I don't think it's about necessarily the positions unless there's a position that really feels great and you love doing it.
Yeah. Another thing that I find being patient with it too, and not, you know, if I want something out of this as well, you know, it's exciting to just kind of just, you know, go for it. But there's something to be said for just like laying down and saying, okay, this is about to be totally about me. And I am just going to like, I don't care what kind of face I have on. I don't care how ridiculous I look splayed out. I'm in this. I am one with what is happening and I got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that work, that is very, I find that to be incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
And, yeah. fruitful.
and it's also, I mean, obviously people's sex lives vary. And sometimes it's like you were saying, you know, there's, he wants to do everything on the plate or on the menu and you just want to get right down to business. But when
sometimes,
you, right. But sometimes. When you have the time, because sometimes you just do, you want to get to bed and yeah. you're exhausted or whatever, but on those occasions when you have some time, you know, it's nice to just, whether you want to do massages or caresses, where it doesn't have to get to the nitty gritty
right
at the start, where, you know, mm-hmm. where you could just make it not necessarily about sex per se, but just about intimacy and, you know, feeling each other and seeing what each other, you know, sometimes the bottom of people's feet can do it. You know, everybody has different parts on their body that kind of revs them up and,
yeah.
you know, and it's just gotta keep it.
You want to hear something insane? I'm just going to put it all out there. And this is, so this has happened to me on a couple of occasions where not more than a couple, and I have to like fight it. I've been getting like a manicure and a pedicure at the same time before. I am not fucking with you. And it has happened.
Really?
And I'm sitting there and like Amy is doing my toes and Lynn is giving me a hand massage. And I'm like, I want to stab myself. Okay. And I can't, and I have to like think of like dead kittens or something. You know what I mean? Like oh my God, I cannot. It's the weirdest, but I think it's like sensory overload yeah. because let me tell you what, I'm not thinking about getting with these ladies right. at the nail shop. And all of a sudden, like I'm relaxed. It's because I'm not, I think I'm just like, all right, I'm just in the zone. I'm relaxed. I'm kind of, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, oh my God, I'm having a foot massage and I'm having a hand massage. I can't handle this all at once.
I want to go where you go.
let me tell you what. It's happened at a variety of different salons
oh, really?
Over my, you know, history of getting manicures and pedicures.
Interesting.
And it's a bit horrifying. I'm not going to lie, but I've connected the dots. Like I figured it out. It's because my guard is down. Mm-hmm. I have no expectations. I'm just super relaxed. And I think that but women who might have a hard time mm-hmm. having an orgasm could just simply say, you know what, I'm just going to relax and I'm just going to get into this moment. I'm not thinking of anything else outside. I'm mm-hmm. not focusing on, well, it's been 5 minutes and I haven't had my orgasm mm-hmm. yet. You just kind of got to let it go.
Yeah. And sometimes honestly. It takes a while, you know, I mean, it doesn't always happen in 5 minutes. Sometimes, you know, it needs extra love and it just takes yeah. a little while.
Okay. Now, is this the last time I'm ever going to be on your show?
No. Are you kidding me?
Now that I just admitted that? Horrifying. I hope, you know, mom, shh, don't listen. No, but it's just one of those things. And I've figured that out over the years. It's when you're just like, your guard is down.
Yeah.
And that's the best too, because when you're not watching the clock
yeah.
and you're just like in it, that's when it happens.
When you're in it to win it.
In it to win it. At
well,
all times.
Are you kidding me? I mean, of course I'm going to have you on again because you're so open and I love chatting with you. I mean, I could chat with you every single day. excuse me. But I think this has been a great and interesting conversation. I hope that people listening are going to have as much fun as we did. And hopefully,
right.
You know, like I said, just ask, talk, open up the dialogue. And, you know, don't wait, masturbate.
Right, exactly.
That's what somebody said in my book, The Virgin Diaries. I asked for their first time experiences and he ended it with don't wait, masturbate.
Yeah, don't.
Well, thank you for joining me again. I love talking with you and I know I'm going to have you back on because it's not so easy finding guests who are as open as you. So,
well,
I will
you, and
ask
I,
you.
You and I clearly have no problem with that.
Yeah, no, we don't.
And it's fun. And maybe, you know, I think people like to hear that.
Yeah.
I think because if they can't say it themselves,
yeah.
it's nice to have the TMI sort of friend. I've got nothing to hide.
Yeah, me neither. Awesome.
Well, maybe a few things.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And I hope this was fun for everybody else. I know it was fun for the both of us.
Yes, it was. Thanks, Kimberly and Bob.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.